It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Hey Eagle fans, welcome to this week's CSE Sports Journal, checking in on a busy early December of Chadron State sports, which features a huge home event in just two sleeps. The men's wrestling team will face its toughest challenge of the early season and what will be one of the best teams it sees all season when the rival UNK Lopers come to town on Friday night. Kearney is, of course, a former RMAC in-state rival, and they have been among the D2 wrestling powerhouses in recent years. Last season, CSC was out-wrestled 24-13 on the mats out east, and the Lopers have won at least the last six overall duels between the schools. But this year, there could see a reversal for the Eagles with several nationally ranked grapplers. In this week's Intermat D2 National Polls that just came out this afternoon, Quade Smith checks in at number 10 in his weight class at 125. 133-pounder Quinn Campbell maintains his number 2 overall ranking, still hoping for a national title. Keegan Gelhausen checks in at number 7 in the 184-pound class, and after coming back from injury, could face number 4 Billy Higgins Friday night. Heavyweight Mason Watts 8th in his class. He should put up a fun battle with number 5-ranked Crew Howard of UNK. The Lopers have other ranked wrestlers in their lineup as well. Friday night's action starts at 6 o'clock at the Chicoine Center, and it is blackout night for the fans. And the Eagle women's wrestling team trying to discover its advantages under a new head coach when they host Minot State and Adams State on Sunday. The ladies are 1-3. CSC will take the mats at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Chicoine Center. Eagle basketball has an unusual schedule over the next week with games on Saturday afternoon and then next Tuesday before finishing up the pre-Christmas slate December 16th and 17th. That's over a Saturday and Sunday. Western Colorado's coming to the Chicoine Center next with two very winnable contests for both the women's and men's side of CSC hoops. Bryce Latimer continues to make his case for RMAC Player of the Year. He is the RMAC's number one scorer at 23.7 points per game, and he went off for a pair of 25s last week in a win at Pueblo and loss at New Mexico Highlands. Latimer's driving layup with 3 seconds to go won the Pueblo game, and his steady approach in crunch time continues to pay off as it did last season. He's among the top 6 in conference free throw shooting and top 7 in assists. The CSC men's game will tip off at 3 o'clock Saturday against Western, who shares the same 3-4 overall record as the Eagles. They play on Thursday at Colorado Christian, then head north to Chicoine, where that Eagle defense will look to try something new to stop Avery Rembau, who went for 33 and 27 Mountaineer points in last year's matchups. The Chadron State women will host Western at 1 o'clock Saturday. They seek their first basketball conference win after an 0-2 start at Pueblo and Highlands. But there were some building blocks to move forward with, seeing Liberty Line emerge with her career-best performance of 14 points and 10 of 11 at the foul line on Friday night. After getting down 23-4, CSC made a 17-0 run, making it competitive the rest of the way, too, against one of the league's best defenses. Western will bring in a women's team that only returns 2 players from the Mountaineer squad that we saw last winter and has had some troubles with just 2 wins. Fun fact for this year's matchup, Kylie Kreis, who hit the game-winning 3 for Western over Chadron State last year, is now an Eagle. She'll face her former team for the first time. That's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in on Wednesdays throughout the Eagle sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page on PanhandlePost.com.
Hey, Alliance and Hemingford, Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With 4 Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Line.